Hey, what's going on? This is Kevin Hart. Right now, you're watching Jalen and Dakota.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
What
we
up,
are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We start the show with some NBA bubble trouble. Jalen, last night Adam Silver said that the restart in Orlando might not be for everybody. Interesting. Jalen, here's what I want to know. I'm going to ask the question a lot of people think that no one has asked. Do you think there will be some legitimate NBA stars that will not be part of the bubble situation?
Yes, because there are legitimate NBA stars that are longtime veterans, starters on teams, have established themselves. I don't believe any superstars, however, will opt to not play because everybody's interest is going to be different, Jacoby. Of course, we know about the social and civil unrest that we're dealing with in our country, plus the coronavirus, and just going to an environment when you're quarantined again for 6 or 7 weeks and not going to be able to see your family members. You're going to have people that know that their team can't win the championship based on all of that. It's like, wait a minute. I live in the suburbs. I don't want to get sick. I'm good. And so there will be players that don't end up in Orlando while their teams are there playing basketball games. Yes, that's going to happen.
So here's a question that I want to ask as well, because when I look at this, it seems to me that your willingness to go into the bubble, now we'll take the social unrest aside, we discussed that yesterday, but your willingness to go into the bubble and have these strict quarantine policies enforced upon you, it's a function of how much you think you have an opportunity to win a championship. Don't you think those teams like the Lakers and the Clippers and the Bucks and maybe the Celtics or Sixers are more willing to go into the bubble than others because they feel like they have a better chance to win a championship?
They should be, and that's how it's going to work. If you're playing for the Phoenix Suns and you Devin Booker, you're like, am I really flying across the country to be the guinea pig for one of these playoff teams? And so am I going to put myself in harm's way when I'm out here living my best life dating a Jenner? Not going to be able to do it. It's probably what people are going to say. And so there will be basketball, and ultimately there will be an NBA champion. I just don't want multimedia fans to take it personal. Whatever reason NBA players decide they don't want to be a part of the bubble in the NBA and resuming the season physically.
Well, I mean, obviously two of the main reasons will be sort of wanting to support the social unrest and the movement that's happening all across the country and the globe. Another reason would be the health policies. There's 125-page policy being sent around to NBA players about what exactly is going to happen in Orlando. There is this coalition of players that have come together and they put out a statement. And in this coalition, there are Kyrie Irving and Avery Bradley. They expressed their hesitation to want to go down to Orlando and finish the season. That got me thinking, Dwight Howard is on wax. He was on CNN last night saying he didn't want to go into the bubble. We have Avery Bradley also on the Lakers. Jalen, there is a report that all the Lakers are on the same page and there's no division amongst the Lakers. However, do you think that there are some Lakers that want to go into Orlando and some that do not?
Absolutely. That's just how it is. These are all adults, taxpaying citizens, have their own family, their own health situations, their own decision-making process that if they decide not to go, don't take it personal. And I don't believe teammates will take it personal based on the climate that we're dealing with.
It's interesting. We will find out exactly who is headed to Orlando more and more every single day, and we'll update you on that. As the NBA gets ready to restart, so is the NFL. And there's one particular quarterback that's getting a lot of attention, gentlemen by the name of Colin Kaepernick, and Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, said he encourages a team to pick up Kaepernick. Jalen, why do you think the change of heart from the commissioner of the NFL?
The same reason why Dabo is now protesting with his players after seeing him with a Football Matters shirt on. The same reason why the NBA has now created a players' coalition. The same reason time and time again that you have seen people like Drew Brees have to apologize for things that they say. I want to make sure that I say this clearly, David Jacoby. I don't believe this is genuine. I don't believe this is genuine. We had a chance to do this in 2016. Colin Kaepernick was ostracized. and he was whiteballed from the NFL and never got another opportunity based on his peaceful protest. Roger Goodell is doing this because he's caving to the sentiments of realizing that the revolution has now been televised on the internet. And you don't want to be on the wrong side of history as it relates to this civil unrest.
It is interesting. Even with that video that he put it out late on a Friday. And he's saying the right things in the video. And now he's saying the right things about Colin Kaepernick. But based on everything we've seen him say and do previously, it just doesn't feel honest and it doesn't feel genuine, as you said. And a lot of that has to do with kind of what we know about him and everything he's done up to this point. It's interesting to find out if Colin Kaepernick will end up on a team. I think a team should take a chance on him as a third string option. Bring him into camp. See what he has. Right now, the way things are, do you think Colin Kaepernick will get that opportunity in the next couple months?
Fam, homie, not third string. A lot of these squads, he could be pushing the starter. Who's Jacksonville starter? Like, come on now. Who's Miami starter? And so I understand every situation is different, but he is really good at football. And we know he was not out of the league because he stopped learning how to play football. That's a flat out fact. He led a team to the Super Bowl. Okay. He's really good at the game and he deserves an opportunity. I hope he gets an opportunity and makes the most of it.
Well, now I want to turn our attention to college football. There was an interesting saga that played out yesterday. It started with a picture of Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy in an OAN shirt. OAN is a, to say it briefly, a far right leaning news network. Next, we have their running back, Chuba Hubbard, tweets, "I will not stand for this. This is completely insensitive to everything going on in society and it's unacceptable. I will not be doing anything with Oklahoma State until things change." Strong words from the starting running back. And then that was followed by this video.
"In light of today's tweet with the t-shirt I was wearing, I've met with some players and realized it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society. And so we had a great meeting and made aware of some things that players feel like that can make our organization, our culture even better than it is here at Oklahoma State. And I'm looking forward to making some changes, and it starts at the top with me, and we got good days ahead."
"I'll start off by first saying that I went about it the wrong way by tweeting. I'm not someone that, you know, has to, you know, tweet something to make change. I should have went to him as a man, and I'm more about action. So that was bad on my part. But from now on, we're going to focus on bringing change, and that's the most important thing."
Interesting. Jalen, what do you think about this sequence of three events?
"Oh, so you a man. Nah, you 40, right? Okay. So here's what disappoints me about that, Jacoby, to be honest with you. The player ultimately end up apologizing for exposing the coach. Had he not tweeted his sentiments, the coach would not have done that staged apology. And let me tell you why these stage apologies keep happening from collegiate coaches who keep saying and doing the wrong thing in this climate. It's going to hurt your recruiting. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what players on your roster say. At some point, they're under your thumb. They're under your rule. They're collegiate students. They're on scholarship. They're not getting paid. He's the power source. He's going to be the reference when they're trying to get their next job. Of course, it's up to them to try to make that relationship work. Of course, Dabo's going to apologize. Of course, Gundy's going to apologize. But I'm telling you, high school players are watching, David Jacoby. That's where you may see a difference going forward."
That's a really good point. If I was a prospect and I saw these three things unfold in the sequence and the quickness with which they did, I would think twice before committing to going to Oklahoma State and playing for Mike Gundy. When we come back, we have some good news. The WNBA is going to return. That and much more. We're back in 2 minutes.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour. And in part by Wendy's 2 for $5. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only. Got to give the people time. Give the people-
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with GEICO on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have a segment where Jalen gets to decide what we discuss, and that segment is called Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. First up, Major League Baseball season remains in jeopardy. Let's keep it moving on that. That's fair.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I have Lamar Jackson news that does not involve a jet ski. Keep moving or hit the brakes. Lamar Jackson is the cover of Madden this season. And look at it. What do you think of the cover?
I think it's cold. I think it looks regal. And it almost cost him the other day when he's playing football on the sand and got pushed into a jet ski.
Hold on.
I need you to stay healthy.
He needs the chains.
Y'all my Super
I need
pick.
The chains. I want the chains on Lamar Jackson on the cover of Madden. We need the chains. Moving on. Joel Embiid got some good news. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm glad he got his extension prorated based on his minutes. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving.
Big announcement for the WNBA.
Hit
keep moving or hit the brakes. The WNBA will return playing in Florida at the IMG Academy for a 22-game season and then the playoffs. And this means Sabrina Ionescu makes her debut with the Liberty. I am a Liberty fan. Let's go, Libs! Jalen, what do you think about the WNBA returning?
I think opening game she's going to have a triple-double. That's what I'm predicting.
Easy.
She's going to have a triple-double her first game in the WNBA. I'm glad they got their schedule together. I'm glad they're getting their full insurance and benefits as well as their salary, like I mentioned. And I'm excited to watch their season.
I'm excited to watch their season as well. And, Jalen, you know me. I don't really wear team shirts. I'm a Die Easy fan. I don't really commit to anything. But I will wear the first athlete jersey that I've worn in like 15 years, Sabrina Ionescu jersey. It is happening. I am Ionescu stan. I cannot wait to rock that Liberty jersey. What do you want to say,
sir? And I'm going to match you, my brother. When you do that, I'm going to rock the Maya Moore. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it. Finally, I have a story about something that's very close to you. You care about very much. Seafood.
Breaks.
A Maryland restaurant. There were some thieves that stole $400 worth of salmon. Jalen, I know you love to grill and I know you love seafood. Where were you when this happened?
Well, what had happened was, and here's the thing about seafood, Jacoby. Don't sleep on this. White fishes is really my favorite, like sea bass, tilapia. But I'm into salmon as well. And if I had a chance to get $400 worth of it, I wouldn't sell it or give it away. I'd just throw it on the grill and have a party. Season it properly. Go. Make some jerk, blacken some. Hey, man, I'm a chef tail these days.
You really are, Jalen. And Jalen, I have a photo of something that you have never seen before. And I'm going to show it to you in just 2 minutes when we return. Stay tuned.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I have photos of something you've never seen before, something that's going to change sports forever.
Tom Brady
in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform. The very first images are here. What feelings does this evoke for you, Jalen Rose?
I wish they wore the throwback ones and just own the orange and white with the Buccaneer on the helmet. Those were classic with Leroy Selman and them on the squad. I want them to rock those, you know, and Doug Williams throwback. But these look dope. This is how their uniforms basically look the time they won the Super Bowl. So I ain't mad at it. It's Tom Brady.
You know something that's more exciting to me about the Buccaneers than Tom Brady joining the team? Rob Gronkowski joining the team. Like, I haven't seen Rob Gronkowski on a football field for quite some time. And something tells me he's going to be effective. They've got three great tight ends. They've got three great tight ends with Brayton and Howard and Gronkowski. I'm so excited to see what he does both on the field and how he tears up Ybor City. If you've been to Tampa Bay, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Gronkowski's going to be in Ybor City 6 nights a week and take one night off.
I cannot wait
for the impact that Gronk will have.
Smacking a beer on his head right now.
Yep. All of it. So excited for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season. Words that I have never said in my entire life before. I want to make sure that everybody downloads and subscribes and rates and reviews our podcast. We always have podcast exclusive content.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 4 o'clock.
Up Happy
next,
birthday,
Highly Questionable,
Tupac.
Dan Levitard and friends.
Ambitions of a Rider.
During these uncertain and difficult times, protection and safety is what's most important. And whatever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to help keep you safe than ADT. ADT can help you customize a security package that fits almost every lifestyle. You can have the basics, just the basics, or all the bells and whistles. ADT can work with you to customize a home system to help you protect your home. They have so much. HD. Video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, fire and carbon monoxide detectors that are connected to 24/7 monitoring, all controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. Everything is professionally installed. You get all your smart home security. It's the largest security network. 9 ADT owned and operated monitoring centers are operating 24/7. When it matters most, trust ADT. Now more than ever, you need the peace of mind with 24/7 rapid response monitoring from the leader in home security, ADT.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is exclusive content on the podcast. Jalen Rose, today is the birthday Tupac Shakur. Would have been 49 years old today, Jalen. 49.
When you start having the conversation about the greatest rappers of all time, there's a reason why Tupac's name is always dead center, entrenched inside of it. And for those like me that are old enough to remember Pac's first couple of albums featured songs like Strictly For My or When My Homies Call on his first album, like classic revolutionary bars, Pac.
Bars.
And I appreciate it as he started to evolve. Not only as an adult, but as an artist and a revolutionary. For those that don't know, his mother was pregnant with him while she was in jail, while being a protester with the Black Panthers. So as you graduate the mission to today and you see people in the streets protesting, this was happening in the 60s. The difference was all of the protesters just looked like me. And so for him to be exposed to the East Coast, be in a Bay Area representative, I think that gave him a worldly view. And he was a great actor also. Like, yes. Don't sleep on Pac as an actor. Above the Rim, Poetic Justice.
No, don't sleep on this. Jay, Don't sleep on Tupac the poet either. Like, Tupac was a poet too, man. Like, not just like bars. Like, he would write ladies that he was involved with poems, and they were dope. Like Tupac was a great writer, was a great actor, was a true talent. And it seemed like everything that he wanted to do or be that he put his mind and heart into, he just absolutely killed. All Eyes on Me has so many songs on it that you know word for word. California Love, Ambitious as a Rider, Only God Can Judge Me, All Eyes on Me, of course.
Classics.
You know,
classics,
there's just classics. So many. I Ain't Mad at You, Life Goes On, so many bars. And Jalen, everything
and
is subjective.
And Me Against the World is my favorite.
You know what I'm going to say now. Everything is subjective. What's subjective? Everybody has their own opinion. I don't like tomatoes.
Okay.
Other people like tomatoes. Okay. Tupac's not in my top 10. Tupac never really did it for me. It might be an East Coast, West Coast thing because, you know, it was very tense back then. But I respect Tupac as an artist. I love some of Tupac's songs. But I'd be lying if I said that I go back to Tupac often and revisit his music. It's just my personal opinion. Don't at me. That's how I feel.
Well, I mean, it's your personal opinion, so obviously somebody can't debate with you about your personal opinion. But let me tell you what I feel about it. It's ridiculous.
It's not my top 10.
That's one of the worst takes and bits of commentary that you've ever displayed in your career.
Oh, no. You can't start by being like, I can't argue with you. I can't tell you you're wrong. And then say it was the worst commentary of my career. Those two things. You're a hypocrite.
That's not an argument.
You're a hypocrite.
That's not an argument. Let me just tell you something.
You know, I thought we were here to support 16, each other. You know what I mean? I thought we were here to support each other.
1971. Let me teach you something. June 16, 1971. Mama gave birth to a hell-raising heavenly son. See, the doctor tried to slap me, but I slacked him back. My first words were thug for life, and Papa passed the mat. Are you serious right now?
First words were probably like, dad.
They never take me alive. I'm getting high with my 4-5 strapped on these suckers. As a youngster, on the back of the bus. Come on, man. I was a fool all through high school kicking up dust, but now I'm labeled as a troublemaker. Who can you blame?
Objectively, Tupac is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Not listening to me. You let me finish. Objectively, my opinion counts for what I think and feel, but I do respect others, and I understand that collectively, everyone collectively has put Tupac on the Mount Rushmore.
Let me tell you how this sounds.
That's not personally how I personally feel.
Let me tell you how this sounds. People wouldn't do this with Jordan, but say somebody just does not like LeBron. That's like somebody saying that he ain't in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this reminds me of. That's what you're basically saying.
No. This is what this is. This is like someone saying, LeBron is not in my top 10, but I understand that LeBron is in the top 10. That's what I'm saying.
No, but
Tupac is not in
no
my top 10, but I understand that he's in the top 10.
There's no way you can follow Tupac Shakur's career, just like there's no way you can follow LeBron's career and objectively look at both of their bodies of work and not know that they're a couple of the greatest to ever do it. That's a fact.
It's like you don't understand English.
No, it's not a debate. It's not a debate.
That's what I'm saying. I think that Tupac is one of the greatest to ever do it. That's objectively. The collective thinking of people that care about hip hop put him in the top 10. He is not in my personal top 10. Top 10.
Oh, man.
I got to get Everlast in there. You know what I mean? I got Snow. You know? I got Marshall
Vanilla
in there.
Ice.
You know, Vanilla Ice.
You know, see Marky Mark up in there.
It's only 10 spots.
Beastie Boy, take out three.
Yeah, there's three of them. We're already up to like 9. You know? Then we got MC Search in there. My man, Bubba Sparks is in there. Don't yell at me.
Somebody else in third base. It wasn't just MC Search. He also had my other guy in the group. Oh man, it was MC Search and somebody else. The Fonz type dude.
P. Nice?
Yeah, Prime Minister P. Nice.
I think if I'm not mistaken, there's someone from base like moved to Cooperstown and is like a baseball historian that like runs like a baseball card shop outside Cooperstown. I might be completely making this up, but that's how my memory serves me. Happy birthday, Tupac.
And also, you know that, and also, I gotta say one more Pac thing, and I want to stress this.
Okay, don't at me.
Wonderful actor. Mm-hmm. He was on his way to be a superstar. Played so many shows, so much range. Like in Juice, he played that character. He played that character.
Jalen, do you remember when we used to have a great show? Remember when we did a whole just one day? You were like, let's do a whole show about Above the Rim. So we watched Above the Rim. We got the shootout shirts. You know,
that we had props,
and we had clips
that
above the rim. And we watched it, and no one cared about whether or not we cleared the clips or whether we paid for the music in it. We did an entire Above the Rim episode. We used to have a good show. We sold all the way out. Now we're talking about Tom Brady in a Bucks uniform. Now Tom Brady puts on a shirt. We're like, stop the show, everybody. Stop the show. Tom Brady's got a shirt on. Oh, no. No, Demetrius, no shots. No shots. No shots whatsoever.
He said no shots. Okay, so what are they, strays then? What do you consider?
No. I understand. You can't, when you're on ESPN in the afternoon, you can't do an hour about Above the Rim. Just added for nothing. Not, it wasn't even like an anniversary or anything. Like, it wasn't even pegged to anything. We're just like, we like this movie.
We're like, hey, on Thursday, we doing that.
Yeah, we're doing Above the Rim.
A rap.
It's probably like the middle of the NBA Finals. Like game 7 brackets. Is the day before. Like, nah, we're going above the rim. We're doing above the rim.
We've never prepared as much as we did trying to come up with rap groups.
Oh, the rap group tournament? We really do have to do comedians, though. We have to do that. We have to do the comedian bracket. Stand-up comedian bracket. Let's you know what? Sometimes
let's
we say
it right
things
now. Let's own it.
Sometimes we say things on the pod just to kind of like, It's like writing it down and sticking it on the fridge. If we say it on the pod, we put it on wax, we have to do it. We're doing a greatest stand-up comedian of all time bracket, probably 32, 16 on each side of the bracket. There may or may not be some requirements for how we place them. There'll probably be four different, just like the NCAA tournament, there's kind of four different regions, and we'll have some
and
regions
also,
as well.
And here's what we're going to do as well. We're going to bring on comedians and ask their opinions about our brackets.
Mm. Great idea, Jalen. Great idea. Do you know Jerry Seinfeld's name
is
Jerome?
We'll do.
Did you know Jerry Seinfeld's name is Jerome?
Did you know Jamie Foxx isn't his name?
I did know Jamie because he named himself after Red Fox, right?
Well, he was at a stand-up gig, and it was – a long list for guys and a short list for ladies. So he called himself Jamie so he can get up on stage.
Oh, I like it. Smart. You know, there's a, I know you don't know this group. I can't believe I was going to even ask the question, but there's a Canadian rock and roll group named Bare Naked Ladies that they call themselves Bare Naked Ladies. So on the flyer, it would just say Bare Naked Ladies, like, you know, 8 o'clock at this place and people would show up just to get people to come in. Big shout to Jamie Foxx. He's going to be on there. I'm excited. There's some comedians. Oh, first of all, another thing that we said on Wax.
First off,
you were supposed to dance.
Happy birthday, Ice Cube.
You were supposed to dance with the Nick City Dancers. You were supposed to dance with the Nick City Dancers, number one. So we got to make
that
happen.
Shout to Jamie Foxx. All right, you're right, but I got to follow up on something you said. Shout to Jamie Foxx, Kyle Kuzma, Mike Epps. When I picked up my phone and tried to reach out to them to come through for JRLA, they was on point.
Yes.
All three of them. You know Make sure y'all hit them, at them, our loyal pod listeners. It's so many people talking about mobilize the movement, right? But when I post my JRLA stuff, you know what? Fewest likes. You know, when I post my graduation stuff, no retweets. But we're not discouraged. We're 9 years in. We serve almost 1,000 scholars between high school and college, and we committed.
Jalen. The number of likes and retweets is not what's important. The number of lives that you're changing, that's what's important. That's the mission. The mission is not to make an impact on social media. The mission is to make an impact in the community. And that is
well, let me tell you the difference in our situation. Let me tell you the difference, why that's important, actually. Because we're open enrollment, tuition-free public charter, and therefore we need to fundraise. That's what makes it important.
Yo, Doug, get us back on Celebrity Family Feud. Steve Harvey ain't calling my name to go up there. They ain't interested in the Jacoby family. Let's go.
How about the fact that I'm such a great GM, I got invited to be on Family Feud, and I went through my phone of my family and friends and picked a diverse group of people that I knew would win it. How about that? I think that gets overlooked.
No. First of all, you spent more time putting together that team than you did the Fab Five. There was more recruiting, more strategy, more planning of that team than the actual Fab Five.
Because I knew Amina have all of anything corporate America. I knew she'd be sharp with that. I knew she'd be anything urban and cultural. She'd be with that, all music and range. And then from a woman's perspective, just eyes and ears and discipline. I knew Ben Lyons had the movies and the entertainment line on lock.
Jalen, for anybody that didn't see this episode, Amina Hussein had the greatest answer in the history of Celebrity Family Feud. Steve Harvey's going around. He goes, name something that women do to a man's face. It comes to Amina. She looks right at Steve Harvey. Look at that big mustache. Looks him right in the face. And she goes, lie. And I was just like, wow. Wow. She is playing chess. The rest of us are playing checkers. And you know what? If anyone ever finds himself on Family Feud, I've hacked it. Because ever since I've been on, I've noticed something. Because I've been watching Steve. Let me tell you something about Steve Harvey and Family Feud.
He's a comedian.
It's always about
sex. He's a comedian. We got to reach out.
Everything's about sex. No, none about Steve. No, it's every single question is about sex.
He's a comedian we got to reach out to for the brackets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Every topic is either directly or indirectly about sex on Celebrity Family Feud.
It's true. Of course. That's how you get a response. Or like drugs or indirectly something like that.
But I remember one of the ones that I got wrong. See, listen, this is like, you know, you played in the NBA finals. You've got regrets from that. I was on Celebrity Family Feud. To me, that's the same thing. And I've got regrets. One of the ones I got wrong was name something that you buy a pair of for your girlfriend or wife or something. And it got to me and I said tickets. And I thought it was a really clever answer, right? I was like, oh, a pair of tickets. We're going to go somewhere, do something. A pair of tickets. Oh, well, hey, what a brilliant answer that is. And X. And here's what I learned. It's always about sex. Always about sex. A pair of draws is
bras.
What we got wrong. They're bras. That was Jimmy, right? Jimmy said a pair of bras.
That was Jimmy King.
A pair of bras. He goes, a pair of bras. And he was so like, proud of it, too.
Yeah, like, Jim, so you know you get, you know you get two cups with one bra, right?
Yo, and like, the best part is after we got done with that, I think Amina went home, but me, you, Jimmy, and Ben went to the bar.
I gotta say one thing about Amina's answers. I gotta say one thing about Amina's answers that you left out.
Go ahead.
That we laughed about her saying lie to a man's face like it was not gonna be up there, and it was actually up there. It was actually up there.
Of course. Of course. It was so good. No, and I'll also, one thing that from that experience I'll never, ever forget was, you know, you introduce Steve to everybody, and he comes down, and Jimmy's at the end. He shakes my hand, and he, like, hold, you know, like, says hello to Amina and shakes Ben's hand, and then gets to Jimmy. And Jimmy got the full-on black hello experience. Like, it was like, I got, like, a straight-up handshake. Jimmy got
the Texas
like,
boys.
It was like three daps and a hug and then like another dap and then like a little hand motion. It was like a seven step LeBron James, like after winning a game handshake. And it was so smooth that it was like they practiced it for 3 weeks, but it was just instinctual. Like there's just certain things I saw and I'm just like, I could train for 6 months. And I would not be able to make that look as good as they did. They're not even trying.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
They knew each other from like a million years ago or something, right? Big shout to
Jimmy. They're both Texas boys.
Big Texas shout to Steve boys. Harvey. what was I watching? I was watching like Soul Train or something recently. I was flicking channels and Steve Harvey was hosting it. And it was like from like 85 and he looked the exact same. It sounded the exact same. He's been in the game a long time.
Seasoned vet. And that's what he needs to keep a crisp cut. That's what he needs to keep a crisp cut.
Long time.
I can't wait till we had a comedians on. That's going to be fun. We got so many guys we could just bring on like every day for like.
Yeah, we got to do it. I'm going to start making the brackets and we'll do it on the pod exclusive.
Number one seed, Eddie Murphy.
We just want to know who the number one seeds.
Eddie Murphy.
That,
I ain't going to start against it.
I already went in on Tupac. I'm about to go in on Eddie Murphy. You watch some of those old stand-ups, the content does not age well.
Raw does it?
No, Jalen, you're misremembering. You're misremembering some things. There is some extremely homophobic stuff in there. Extremely homophobic stuff in there.
I know, but it was funny when he said it. In comedy, you're going to offend all types of people. It's not the goal to offend people. It's the goal to make people laugh. It's comedic relief.
I think you can make people laugh without offending people. I think you can do it.
You can, but at the time, like, people were saying different things in their music and their stand-ups. It was just different. It was a different climate.
You know one thing? Did you watch Chappelle's 8 minutes, 46 seconds?
Biggie once said something in a song that he'll do to a girl's dad that he really liked. You wouldn't be able to say that now. What'd you say about Chappelle?
Did you watch 8 minutes, 46 seconds? Yeah.
I did. I watched it. I watched it tonight that it came out. You know what? I literally just stumbled up on it. I was up just channel surfing, really couldn't sleep. Like, yo, this is happening right now. Like, first, because at first I like refresh. I'm like, maybe something happened. I'm like, dang, he doing this. I'm like, Ben, I'm about to watch this. I love Dave Chappelle. He got to be a number one seed. Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor.
He captured the culture for like 3 years with Chappelle's show. And I think people like Chappelle's show, all sketch shows are not, you don't bat a thousand. Like it's not like everyone was a classic, but the ones that hit so hard. There's probably 8 Chappelle's show skits that I would hold up against anything Saturday Night Live has ever done.
Agreed.
I love the Chappelle show. All right. You know one thing we need? We need some phone calls. Jalen, do you remember the number? If you call.
1-800-985-80-JALEN. 800-985-80-JALEN.
Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done.